WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and next week, New York State kids in 3rd through 8th grades will start taking their statewide standardized exams. But this year, for the first time, those tests will be aligned to the new national Common Core standards, and city and state education officials are lowering expectations for student performance, and parents, teachers, and students are nervous about exactly how the test results will be used. So joining us to clear some of this up and hopefully reduce your anxiety is New York City Department of Education Chief Academic Officer Shale Polakow-Saransky. Shale, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So New York adopted the Common Core standards a couple of years ago, but testing aligned to these new standards are new this year for 3rd through 8th graders. High schoolers will get the new test in 2014. Without getting too far in the weeds, what's different about this test?
So you're going to see kids asked to write in a different way. We want kids to actually show that they're thinking critically about what they read. And so when kids do essay questions on these exams, they're actually looking for evidence in what they read, and they're using that to make an argument. And that's a important shift because a lot of the skills that were measured historically on the state exams were very basic skills, and there were a lot of bubble test type questions. And parents have been complaining about that, and educators have been complaining about that for a long time. And so it's a big step forward that we're finally starting to see a set of assessments that push on problem solving and critical thinking and creativity and ask teachers to work with kids on doing much more writing and reading as they're sort of going through the curriculum over the course of the year, a set of texts that are much more complex. Like if you look at the old state exam, it was the eighth grade exam typically tested reading passages at a fifth grade level. And so kids might do well on that, but actually not be equipped to succeed in high school. And a lot of the students that we lose in high school, we're losing them because they go into a science class or a history class and they struggle to understand the academic vocabulary because they haven't been exposed to it. And so actually building a curriculum and building a set of assessments that are more rigorous and more challenging is an important step to giving kids what I think is their right. We have not delivered for many of our kids who have met all of the state standards, but when they have to function independently in college or in the workplace, they've really struggled. And so changing that and really fulfilling our obligation to young people means really looking at what are we teaching, what kinds of assignments are we giving to kids. And the tests are a signal to teachers about what's important to think about as they construct those assignments and the kind of work they do with kids over the course of the year.
So listeners, especially parents and maybe teachers, anybody homesick or on your free period who wants to call in and try to clear up anything you need cleared up about these new first-time Common Core Curriculum standardized tests that are coming next week, 212-433 WNYC, 212-433-9692 for Shale Polakow-Saransky, the Chief Academic Officer of the New York City Department of Education. And we'll just have time for a few calls, but if you have a specific question specifically about this, we can take it. So the way it's being reported, and you know, refute this if it's inaccurate, is that this new Common Core standardized test is going to be given next week, or the series of tests but the curriculum itself has not been implemented. So kids are going to be tested, and presumably teachers are going to be evaluated on things that they're not yet teaching or learning. True or false?
That's not true. We've been working on this now for 2.5 years, and anyone listening can go online and look at sample curriculum units that teachers in New York City have built that have been used across the system as models. It's on our website under the Common Core Library. We have dozens of them, and they are rich project-based units where kids are doing really interesting, creative, thoughtful work. And we've seen over 200,000 unique users download those things, not just from New York City, but from across the country, because this is a resource for people all over, since there's just not enough resources having been built by publishers. And so what's correct to say is that the publishing world is just catching up to this. We have not waited. We have actually worked really hard with our educators, both to engage in what needs to change in your teaching practice. We've spent over $125 million over the last couple of years to train teachers and to give them experiences and give kids experiences so that they start to make this shift. And I want to be really clear that it's always scary when something gets harder and there's anxiety that comes from this, but no one is going to be punished because the state has made a harder exam. We realize that this is a transition. First of all, for teachers, there are not consequences for their evaluations. That will not begin at this stage. It will begin the following school year for next year's exams, but it will not begin for these exams.
And for parents and students who ask, wouldn't it have made more sense if teachers got the curricula and materials, including the textbooks you talked about, and then you started testing their students on it? What do you say?
Well, two things. Their teachers we've worked very closely with our schools to adapt the curriculum, and there are going to be more materials that we're able to share over the coming years. But the kids in our schools aren't going away. We have kids that right now need to develop good writing skills, right now need to learn how to be good critical thinkers. And so waiting to push on the quality of what's happening in the classroom is not an option from our perspective. We don't get to decide when the state exam comes and when they make these changes. New York State decides that. We believe that the urgency with which they're approaching this is rooted in a belief that kids actually have a right to a rigorous education, and it's not all about the curricular resources. The thing that ultimately shifts this is whether you have good, strong teachers who understand how to push kids and how to get kids engaged in this kind of work. And that's where that $125 million has gone in order to prepare folks to do that. So there's a tremendous amount of curriculum out there already. And over the next several years, there'll be more, and that will be very useful to people. But the kids need that challenge now.
Let's take a phone call. Cheryl in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I love your program.
Thank you.
Well, my concern is that my 8-year-old son in third grade is not prepared for this test. I feel like I consider this like an educational Gallipoli. He's being marched into battle. He's not prepared. So you can have a standard to say, oh, yeah, we better put more curriculum in the classrooms that support this. I mean, he is not getting all the information he needs for the test during the school day. He's getting new information at test prep. That's once a week. I mean, how is this fair to these children?
Well, I hear that there's a lot of anxiety from parents, and I want to be clear that no child is going to be punished because the state has made a harder exam. We've changed how we're doing our promotional policy to make sure of that. And I would see this as a chance to get a sense of where do our students stand with respect to the kinds of skills they're going to need over time. And this is a process. And over the next several years, having that information for him, for you, for his teachers is going to be important to figure out what his next steps are. And not having that information only makes it harder to get him ready for his next step.
Cheryl, what were you going to follow up saying?
So these children are going to be given this test that everyone in the DOE can use as a basis of, okay, this is what we have to start emphasizing next year. What's going to happen to these kids' self-esteem? Oh, I've done really badly on this test, but it's okay because now it's graded on a curve, but I still don't know what's on it. I mean, I think it's a very confused message. And yes, third graders are aware of the test scores, and they are. My son's a wreck already, and we've had a tutor since October, twice a week. He's going to test prep. I mean,
I would urge parents, as they talk to kids, to let them know that they should do their best on this, but it's okay if they don't do well at first. That part of the learning experience that they're going to have while they're in elementary school and going into middle school is going to build on where they have strengths and also where they have weaknesses. And so I agree with you that this is a stressful moment. And I think as parents, as educators, we really need to help support our students and our kids to understand that this is not the be-all and end-all. The point of this is to get some useful information and also for us to push on the kinds of assignments and the kinds of work that we're doing in school day in and day out. And the change that we're seeing in our classrooms is very powerful. Kids are working together in teams. They're doing creative problem solving. They're reading more difficult assignments. They're writing much more. And that's what we need for our kids over time. And it will take time for some kids to get to the level that we need them to be at.
One more caller. Diane in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. A little while ago, you said that nobody is going to be punished for doing well on the tests this year. But what if, I have a son in seventh grade who happens to be in an excellent middle school that is focusing on Common Core and is pushing forward, but the test is so different. And all of these seventh graders across the city are applying to high schools, and everybody knows nothing matters except your average in seventh grade and your test scores in seventh grade. And so if they don't do well because it's such a new format, then they can very well not get any of the schools that they want to go to.
Very good question. So let me explain how high schools will be approaching this. One, most high schools do not have an academic screen. Some do have a screen where they look at test scores as well as other information about the child. And all seventh graders in the city are in the same boat. So we can assume that in general, because this is a much harder exam, that kids may not do as well next year, but all kids are going to be in that position. And there will be students who do better than others.
But if Diane's son's school, middle school, is teaching a lot of Common Core already, as she said.
Yeah, and schools across the city are doing that. That's been a requirement over the past 2 years.
To the same degree?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know her school, and I think obviously we have some schools that are better than others. Sounds like she has a good experience at her school, but we've made a very clear requirement since 2 years ago that teachers need to be trained in this and need to integrate this into their practice. And so it is happening. It is starting to have a powerful impact on the quality of teaching and the kinds of assignments that kids are getting and the kinds of conversations kids. I was in a school the other day where I observed something called the Socratic Smackdown, which was a debate within the classroom where a group of kids were debating several news articles, and the students who weren't in the debate were feeding questions in from the outside. And every single kid in that room was trying to figure out how to make a good argument based on what they had read, whether they were in the debate or outside of the debate.
And that's in the Common Core? And that's in the Common Core.
That's exactly the Common Core.
We're just about out of time, but my understanding is that parents can opt out of having their child take this new test this year. Is that true, and are there any repercussions or downsides for parents who choose that?
The state has been really clear on this. There's no formal provision for an opt-out. In the past, there have been parents who've kept their kids at home, and obviously Some parents choose to do that, and the kinds of consequences are very limited. You know, it does potentially impact applications to screen schools. And with reference to promotion, if a kid doesn't take the exam, then we look at a portfolio of their work instead. But, you know, we really believe that even though this is a challenging exam, it's going to give us and give parents and give kids useful information. We really encourage folks to push past the anxiety that they're feeling and do this with us. And I think it's going to improve the quality of our classrooms, and it's going to benefit our young people in the long run. We have a crisis in this country where only about a quarter of our students across the country are actually entering college or their workforce jobs really prepared. And we need to change that. And part of changing that is pushing kids to do more and challenging kids in the way that we're trying to do here.
Shale Polakow-Saransky is the Chief Academic Officer of the New York City Department of Education. Thank you so much for coming on and talking
to us. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, writer and illustrator Tamara Shopson. If you know that name, yes, she's the daughter of restaurateur Kenny Shopson. Tamara and her husband Jason will be here to talk about their new book, Mumbai, New York, Scranton. Stay tuned.